Imagine a world-class company where nobody wears pants to work, offices don't exist, and employees scattered across continents build products used by millions. This isn't a pandemic-era adaptation. It's how WordPress.com operated back in 2010 when Scott Berkin, a successful management author, took the ultimate risk. After writing books telling others how to lead, he joined Automattic, WordPress.com's parent company, to test his theories in perhaps the most unconventional workplace on Earth. For 18 months, he led Team Social through major feature developments while documenting a work culture that defied every corporate tradition. No offices, no email, and team members who rarely met in person. What began as a personal experiment became a blueprint for the future of work, one that tech giants like Microsoft and Google would eventually study and partially adopt. The irreverent title, The Year Without Pants, captures both the liberating and sometimes disorienting nature of true workplace freedom, where results matter more than appearances, schedules, or geography. WordPress began in 2003 when 19-year-old Matt Mullenweg faced a crisis. His blogging software Cafelog was abandoned by its developer. After posting about the blogging software dilemma, programmer Mike Little offered to help. Working remotely, Mullenweg in Texas, Little in England, they built WordPress as Cafelog's successor. The original developer, Michel Valdrigi, later joined their effort, validating their work. WordPress distinguished itself through three core principles: radical transparency through public development, true meritocracy based on contributions, and commitment to longevity. In 2005, Mullenweg founded Automattic to support WordPress while preserving its open-source nature, a balance few companies have achieved at scale. The project demonstrated a powerful truth. When people believe in a mission like democratizing publishing, they'll contribute extraordinary effort without traditional incentives. This principle became fundamental to Automattic's unique workplace culture. Berkin's first day at Automattic defied convention. His commute was 15 seconds from bed to desk, and instead of traditional orientation, he started with 3 days of customer support training, a requirement for all employees. At WordPress.com, they call support happiness, and support staff happiness engineers, emphasizing their customer-first approach. Most striking was the immediate trust. Day one, Berkin received full administrative access to the entire WordPress.com system, with the ability to edit or change any blog. This level of trust from the start was unprecedented. Communication was equally unconventional. Instead of relying on email, Automattic primarily used P2 blogs, 75%, IRC chat, 14%, Skype, 5%, and minimal email, 1%. P2s served as searchable conversation spaces where readers could choose their engagement, content remained permanently accessible, and knowledge was preserved for everyone. This approach challenged traditional workplace assumptions, suggesting that most organizations waste energy on inefficient communication systems. Automattic created a transparent, efficient work environment that naturally preserved institutional knowledge. Automattic challenges workplace conventions by questioning entrenched practices. Why maintain rigid start times across global teams? Why default to hour-long meetings regardless of topic? Why enforce dress codes in digital spaces? These traditions often persist through habit rather than proven effectiveness. At Automattic, only results matter. Work timing and location are irrelevant, whether coding at 3 a.m. or strategizing poolside at noon. Remote work eliminates traditional status symbols like corner offices or executive lunches, leaving only measurable contributions, code quality, design work, solved problems, and meaningful discourse. Matt Mullenweg's leadership style emphasizes outcomes over conventions. His background, dropping out of college, developing free software, pioneering remote work, shaped his belief in learning through action. He favors experimentation over debate, knowing that even failed attempts yield valuable lessons. This approach proves that when artificial constraints fall away, teams excel. They develop organic workflows and innovative solutions that traditional offices never imagine, all by focusing on what truly matters, results. Automatic's remote success stems from their unique hiring approach. They prioritize passion and capability over traditional credentials, seeking candidates who mastered their craft through hands-on experience. Most employees exhibit T-shaped skills, deep expertise in one area, plus broad knowledge across related domains, making them versatile problem solvers. Instead of conventional interviews, Automatic uses practical trials where candidates complete real projects using actual work tools. This remote approach reveals true abilities through tangible work, naturally filtering out those who can't commit to the process. Remote work requires strong psychological self-management, the ability to maintain focus, establish routines, and build social connections outside work. The trial process naturally identifies candidates who can manage time, communicate effectively in writing, and stay productive without supervision. Traditional hiring often selects for interview performance rather than job capability. By focusing on demonstrated skills over credentials, Automatic has built a workforce suited to distributed work, characterized by high autonomy, initiative, and personal accountability. At WordPress.com, code shipped daily, over 50,000 releases by 2012. Programmers deployed whenever ready, without testing queues or review boards. If issues arose, they'd fix them with new changes and monitor the launch, rarely needing to revert. This approach replaced schedule anxiety with frequent small wins. Work flowed like Spanish tapas, continuous small deliveries. Some days saw 25 changes go live, contrasting with Microsoft's years-long Windows release cycles. WordPress.com believed safeguards breed complacency. Like climbing a railing-free tower in Delhi, the absence of safety nets made employees more attentive. When talented people own their work and see immediate results, they naturally become more careful than any process could enforce. This created a virtuous cycle, rapid feedback leading to better decisions and higher quality. The most dangerous tradition about work is believing it must be serious and meaningless. While modern, high-paying jobs often leave souls empty, historically, work provided deeper meaning. Unlike our data-driven culture measuring wealth over fulfillment, Automatic returns work to its roots where purpose matters. What makes their approach revolutionary isn't specific tools like P2 blogs or IRC chat rooms, but their willingness to question fundamental assumptions. The key question becomes, what workplace assumptions might be hurting you, and what experiments could reveal better ways to work? By May 2013, Automatic had grown to 170 employees, with two new WordPress.com blogs created every second and 400 million monthly visitors. Their empty San Francisco headquarters stood as proof that the future of work isn't about location, it's about creation and collaboration. The pandemic forced many companies into remote work, but Automatic had spent a decade refining this model. Their experience shows that the future of work isn't about technology or location, it's about trust, purpose, and results. When we strip away traditional workplace conventions, we focus on what matters, creating value together for a meaningful mission. The most radical idea isn't working without pants, but working with purpose, something many have forgotten is possible.